of the Trade.
Hello, Tom Cunliffe.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's great to have you here for Tools of the Trade and to be demonstrating Big Hungry's homemade guitar, which I didn't know that you knew about, but you are going to talk about that for Tools of the Trade, aren't you?
Well, I didn't know anything about this homemade guitar.
Well,
it
Tom,
was a shock to me.
Tom strolled on up to BFM with a capo, which is best described as, I guess, a movable bridge for the guitar. So you basically, you may notice, ladies and gentlemen, when you look at a guitar, you see these shiny striped bits on it. Those are the frets, and those frets, when a clamp goes on, can in effect shorten the scale of the guitar and change the tuning of it, I guess, so you can play in different keys. Is that pretty, that's not bad, eh?
That's bloody great.
It's not bad.
I didn't know how to describe it. I was just going to say it's like a mouth.
I'd say what?
Guitar, like
you
a jaw.
Can actually, I've seen one made out of a lighter and a hair tie. So you put the lighter on there and then you bridge the hair tie around the back of the guitar. Yep,
yeah,
that'll do it. Anything that kind of bridges the strings over a fret.
Yeah, it's great. It's perfect for when you don't actually know how to play guitar and you can just learn three chords and then
move it.
This can like be 20 chords or something.
Right,
I don't do maths. But
right on. It's kind of, it's definitely a good thing to have up your sleeve if you're going jamming.
Yes.
Because then you kind of fit in with people playing different keys and whatnot.
Totally.
Because I guess to further hammer home the point that a guitar is generally in one key, normally it's in the key of E, I guess, in a sense, right? Or somebody, well, 5395, tell me that I'm wrong.
it's in,
I guess it is. I think it is.
Standard.
Yeah, standard tuning is E, A, D, G, B, E. So the two E's on either end. Bookmarking the vibe.
I'm curious about your capo that you've brought in. Is it a particular make or model, or why do you like this one in particular?
This is a Shub or Shub,
it's,
I don't know.
Nice and slim, slender, it's, very, very.
Yeah,
minimal.
I like this one because it doesn't make the strings go out of tune when you use it.
That is good.
And the rubber acts like a finger.
Mm.
And also, it doesn't lose its power over time.
Right.
Like, you know, the ones that have got spring in them after a couple of years or a year or something of capoing.
It's more of a mechanical locking system.
Yeah.
Can we just humor everybody out here by just playing the guitar open and then putting a capo on like severe, like five frets down, so they can kind of get the idea of. Okay, that's with no capo. Mint. So yeah, so it instantly kind of can put it in either your singing range or whatever instruments you're playing with.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. Yeah, when I first started, I could only play three chords, so it was hard to be able to write songs. And
three's plenty though.
Three is plenty, but the capo, the capo really helps with that.
Hey, getting back to when you first started, you wanted to drop a Bob Dylan tune, right? Because he kind of opened your eyes and your vibe to the capo, would you say?
Yeah, so like that one, that one I was just in playing was like, Don't Think Twice, It's Alright. And it's too low.
Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now.
Right, it gets quite low.
But then you can put it up.
Feel free to play this out.
The whole song?
If you don't mind. I don't mind.
Yes.
I'm going to do it. I'm going
There ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. And there ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a-travelin' on, but don't think twice, it's alright. There ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, the light I've never known. And there ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's alright. There ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And there ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I've been thinking and wondering all the way down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's alright. So long, honey babe. Where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye's too good a word, babe. So I just say, fare thee well. And I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, babe, but I don't mind. Yeah, you just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's alright.
I guess we don't have to play that Bob Dylan song now, do we?
Yeah, no, we don't. That would be weird.
That worked out really, really nicely. Thank you so much for that. We are in here with Tom Cunliffe. He is demonstrating the capo, and that very tune uses a capo on the fourth fret. And changes the key into, like you said, a range that you can manage.
Yeah.
We've gone and pulled up. This is what we do in this segment, Tom. We go straight to the Wikipedia of the item, and John gives us the facts. John, I've got it on the screen over here, mate, if you need it a bit bigger.
Not the facts.
The facts.
This is going to ruin me. Oh, all the things I've said.
Everyone out there knows that everything on Wikipedia is 100% true all the time. So here it is for you. A capo. I don't want to read that.
No, please.
No.
Read the Italian stuff.
No.
Short for capistrato, capo a tasto, or capisatusto.
Capo is a device used on the neck of a stringed, typically fretted instrument to shorten the playable length of the strings, hence raising the pitch. It is a common tool for players of guitars, mandolins, banjos, and ukuleles. Have you ever used a capo on any instrument outside of a guitar,
capo,
Tom?
A mandolin, that's getting even higher up.
Yeah, no, I have not.
Ukulele would make sense, though.
The word derives from the Italian capostratos,
yeah, good,
which means the nut of a stringed instrument. The earliest known use of the term, capostasto, is by Giovanni Battista Doni, who in his Annotazioni of 1640 uses it to describe a nut of a viola da gamba. The first patented capo was designed by James Ashbourne of Woolcott, Connecticut.
Wow, they brought it all the way back to America in a sense.
Okay, great.
John and I just do the dance there. The capo, I've got a few. I've got a few kicking around, they're handy. And they're nice and cheap. I mean, you can pick them up for like $6 kind of thing, eh?
Really. This one's expensive.
If you are learning guitar and singing along, probably a great thing to get early on, because then you can figure out the key that you work best with that instrument, eh?
Definitely good for early on.
Now, Tom, you just demonstrated to us that you certainly are a man of talent, and you've actually just got a brand new record out.
Yes, I do.
It's on Friday.
Yeah, it came out on Friday. Yeah, it's called Template for Love, and it's at all the places, Bandcamp, Spotify, Apple, Tidal.
Is it something that you've written by yourself, or have you written it with a band?
I wrote it by myself, and then got friends.
Assembled a crew?
Assembled a crew.
Field of dreams kind of scenario, if
exactly
you build it.
Exactly that. Yeah. I went to Littleton and waited.
Is that, where it was recorded?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. What was down there?
Ben Edwards is a producer down there, and he has a studio, and it's on the side of a hill, and it's just bloody...
Sounds great on paper.
It's beautiful.
Ben Edwards, the chap that does like Marlon Williams and everyone out of Littleton?
Yeah, so Marlon...
Oh, yeah. He also did... what's her name? Julie Marie... No, who came over... That. I forgot.
Courtney Marie Andrews?
No, not Courtney Marie. Another one. Well, carry on.
Julia Jacklin?
Yes, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro.
Julia Jacklin, and he did one of Aldous Harding's records.
That's correct.
Nadia Reid.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's kind of the go-to stuff. Guy for that vibe.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's... he's expanded quite a bit now. Like, he does heaps of stuff, which is cool.
What was it like to work with him?
It's great working with Ben. He's an amazing man. Like, lots of love, lots of compassion towards what you're doing. Like, he doesn't just put his own thing on it. He really listens to what you're trying to do. Mm-hmm. And and all the people that were on the band, except for Dan, but most of them he'd worked with before, which was really cool.
Nice.
So Gus and
that
Ben,
saves a lot of time.
Yeah, hey. Gus and Ben and Dave, they are Marlon's touring band. And
okay.
So it's
sweet.
It's a big loving.
How quickly did you manage to turn around the record? Was it done over a couple of different periods, or did you record it all in one, like a couple of weeks?
We did it all in one. We did all the tracking in 5 or 6 days, and then had a few more days for mixing and overdubs.
Okay, sweet, amazing.
Now you're kind of sort of halfway through a bit of a jaunt around at the moment, aren't you?
I've just started. I've done two shows, done both the Auckland shows. Wine Cellar and Par Homestead, but next up we're going to
Wellington.
Caroline, Wellington,
and then on to Hastings,
and then Dunedin and Christchurch,
and then in May you're playing with the Weather Station, back at Wine Cellar. For anybody that wants to catch you when you're back in town,
yeah, that's gonna be rad. I would have been there anyway because she's awesome.
Thanks a bundle for coming up, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for playing that a beautiful song on my not so beautiful guitar.
The guitar is beautiful. I mean, you can't see
it's hard
this.
To explain it. It's
a box.
It's a cigar box
it's
guitar.
It's a beautiful cigar box.
Should we play something off the record, or should we get Tom to play?
I feel like he's paid his dues by playing that thing once. I think we can probably we should probably play something off the record, get the fidelity going.
I don't mind playing again, but they can hear like with
the band,
stuff. Okay. Yeah.
So we were going to go with Holly's songs?
Yeah, go with Holly's songs.
What's the story? Give us the story, mate.
The story of this one is it's Holly's song, Holly from Tiny Ruins. Oh. I wrote it about her songs because there was a time where I was falling in love and I was listening to her music. And then there was a time when I fell out of love and I was also listening to Holly's music.
Same songs worked both ways?
New Holly's songs.
Oh, right. Were you falling in and out of love with Holly, though?
No,
okay,
no.
Okay, good.
No.
Good, that's complex.
Yeah.
Holly's song push me on. From Melbourne cold to my heavy chest, here in rest growing old. I heard her first when I was young, in winter sun, and now she's singing. Melts my gun. She sings me down to solid ground where they meet the then, the now, the life I knew and the life. Thank you. two old haunts and homes of mine, drenched in song, their sadness gone, sorrow lost, standing strong. I heard her first in rusty leaves, in love and peace, and now she sings my heart to sleep. She slows the beat, she sings me down to solid ground, where they meet, the then, the now, the life I knew. And the life I found.
Tom, mate, beautiful. Very, very nice.
Cheers.
Have you had any feedback from Holly at all?
She said she loved it.
Ah, yes, that's a win.
Yeah, that is a win.
that was off Tom Cunliffe's brand new record, Template for Love. Go ahead and check it out in all the usual places. And you've got a bunch of vinyl kicking around as well.
Yeah.
Just sort of hit Tom Cunliffe into the Googles and get to
do
you.
That. Go to tomcunliffemusic.com and, you know, it'll be there.
Right on. Hey, thanks again, man.
Cool.
Take it easy.
That was Tools of the Trade.